I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 20th. Well, a passenger suffered life-threatening injuries after being struck by a vehicle on the expressway in Quincy last night. State police say the incident occurred just after 9 o'clock when a rideshare driver called 911 to report concerns about a passenger who was acting erratically. A trooper on patrol located the rideshare vehicle near exit 8 on the expressway southbound and attempted to speak with the passenger. According to investigators, the passenger got out of the vehicle and fled on foot. Moments later, that individual was struck by a passing vehicle on the highway and suffered serious injuries. Troopers, Quincy firefighters, and EMS personnel responded to the scene, transported the victim to a Boston hospital with life-threatening injuries. The passenger's identity has not yet been released. The right and middle lanes of the expressway southbound near the scene were closed as investigators worked to gather evidence. State police say troopers from the South Boston Barracks Crime Scene Services, the Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Section, and detectives assigned to the Norfolk County DA's office all responded to investigate. 8 new officers have joined the Quincy Police Department. A swearing-in ceremony was held in the Great Hall at City Hall last Wednesday, where the new officers took the oath of office from City Clerk Nicole Crispo. Police Chief Mark Kennedy told the new officers they are joining an elite department. The new officers are Edmund Choi, Tao Hong, Curran Jorgensen, Christopher Karen, Liam Wynn, Riley O'Connor, Joseph Odoro, and Zachary Walsh. They will now undergo in-house and field training before joining the patrol ranks. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy now has a book bike. Last week, the library unveiled the new book bike on the Olmsted Lawn of the main branch in Quincy Center. The library says the new book bike is an extension of the library that brings resources and books directly to the community. The book bike gives visitors the opportunity to browse and check out library books, learn about library resources, and sign up for a library card remotely. Library says the book bike will be at the Wally Beach Wednesday concerts on July 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wollaston Beach and at the Kilroy Square Farmers Market on July 31st from noon to 4. Funding for the book bike was provided by the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library. The State Treasurer's Office says it has returned over $385,000 in unclaimed property to Massachusetts residents so far this year. The office has made over 20 outreach visits to senior centers across the state. With more to come, Treasury officials will be at the Kennedy Center in Quincy on August 4th. To return over $72,000 to Quincy residents. Unclaimed property can be forgotten checking and savings accounts, uncashed checks, stocks and dividends, and more. Accounts are generally considered abandoned and turned over to the state after 3 years of inactivity. Visit findmassmoney.gov or call 1-888-344-MASS to see if you have any unclaimed property. Well, jury selection is set to begin today in the trial of Lindsay Clancy, the Duxbury mother, accused of killing her 3 children in January of 2023. Prosecutors allege that Clancy killed her 3 children, 5-year-old Cora, 3-year-old Dawson, and 7-month-old Callan. And she's been indicted on 3 counts of murder. Clancy has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Investigators say Clancy became a paraplegic after attempting to take her own life following the deaths of her children. Her defense is expected to argue that she was suffering from postpartum depression and was over-medicated. Ahead of the trial, the judge stated that 18 jurors would likely be seated for the case. Lawyers have described the trial as emotionally disturbing and challenging, with a significant impact anticipated on jurors. Clancy's attorneys have said she is determined to be present in court for every day of the trial. The defense is planning to argue a lack of criminal responsibility, formerly known as the insanity defense. Attorney Kevin Reddington said she was being over-medicated for postpartum depression. Her trial's expected to last 6 to 8 weeks, and the witness list contains more than 200 names. Attorneys were ordered to develop a consolidated witness list, which can be shown to the prospective jurors to determine if they have any prior knowledge of the witnesses. The judge denied the defense request to sequester the jury, but promised to check in with the jurors daily to confirm they have appropriately avoided any media coverage or research outside of the courtroom. Now, Quincy firefighters will be receiving their new protective gear after a public announcement tomorrow at Central Fire Headquarters. Each firefighter will receive two sets of gear free of PFAS forever chemicals that may be linked to cancer. Representatives from the city, the International Firefighters Union, and the company that manufactured the new gear will speak during the announcement. The C Street repaving project in Quincy is underway. Crews are working between Homer Road and Palmer Street weekdays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. One lane in each direction will remain open at all times, and two lanes will be open exiting the peninsula until 9 a.m. The work will conclude on August 7th. The remainder of the project from Samoset Avenue to Homer Road will be completed in the fall. The Quincy High School Boys Basketball Hall of Fame annual golf tournament fundraiser is being held today at 8 a.m. at President's Golf Course in Quincy. All proceeds will go towards the Quincy High School Basketball Hall of Fame dinner and the Quincy High School Boys Basketball program. A first-of-its-kind rugby fundraiser was held yesterday at the Irish Cultural Center in Canton. The event was organized to help families with kids battling epilepsy, inspired by a brave young girl and her older sister, both who are determined to make a difference. Purpose of yesterday's event was to help raise awareness for epilepsy and provide support so kids living in New England with epilepsy can obtain their own seizure alert dog. Word of the mission reached the passionate World Cup soccer fan base of Scotland's Tartan Army, who came out to show their support and even had the sponsors try on the signature Boston traffic cone. They also participated in the rugby game. Organizers said the goal is to raise $10,000 to help start the grant funding process so people can get the help they need. Well, summer in Quincy reached new heights this past weekend with a final opportunity to tour a tall ship in the area. Days after dozens of vessels from around the world departed Sail Boston, long lines did not deter families yesterday in concluding the Oosterschelde's 3-day stay at Marina Bay. An estimated 6,800 people toured the historic ship over its 3-day stay in an event with presenting sponsor Santander Bank. The 164-foot vessel was built in 1917, originally as a sailing cargo ship and evolving through the years as a motor coaster with a bigger engine and wheelhouse. But between 1988 and 1992, the Oosterschelde was restored to her original glory as she was 100 years ago. With home port in Rotterdam in the Netherlands, the vessel is now a passenger ship sailing all over the globe. After departing Quincy, the Oosterschelde will visit Portsmouth, New Hampshire for 3 days of public tours before heading to Canada. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow dropped 406 points on Friday. The NASDAQ lost 361. The S&P fell 76. Asian stocks are mixed today as a continuing sell-off in artificial intelligence. Linked shares weighed heavily on technology-heavy indexes, while escalating tensions in the Middle East pushed oil prices above $90 a barrel. The dollar was down, the euro rose, and oil is at over $90 a barrel this morning. Sports, another win for the Red Sox. They beat the Rays 6-1, their 13th straight victory, and welcome the Orioles to Fenway tonight at 7:10. the National Weather Service forecast. For today, sunny and a high of 81 degrees. Cloudy tonight at a low of 58. Tomorrow, clouds with afternoon showers, high of 81. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm Wednesday, high of 82. Thursday, mostly sunny, high 80. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet, winds west 5 to 10 knots, will become southeast 10 to 15 knots, high tide 5 p.m. Sunrise 5:25, sets at 8:15. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 20th.